Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today's daf, or the daf we are learning today, is Avodah Zarah, daf Chaf Beis. This is the very end of the first parak and the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah. We are holding at Hanu Morkai, which is already Morikai, which is like 8 lines into the page. Last words on the line are Hani Morikai on daf Chaf Beis Amar Alf. I'm pretty sure that's what we're holding. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and on his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Aleha HaShalom. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. Today what we're going to discuss is the following. We're going to talk about partnerships between a Jew and a Nachri, where the Nachri takes his profits from Shabbos. So the Nachri is going to say, okay, I'll take all the Shabbos profits, and the Jew takes all the Sunday profits. Not an unusual arrangement nowadays. So is that permissible? Or let's say they're partners in a tree, and the Nachri says, okay, I'll take all the fruits from the first 3 years, and the Jew will take all the fruits from the next 3 years. Problem is, there's an issur called Arla, and it's Asur Bahana'a, so is that a viable arrangement for them to have? And that conversation pretty much takes us to the end of the parak. And then, the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak is going to talk about the issur to leave animals and people alone with Ovdei Kochavim, and what exactly the Ovdei Kochavim are suspect of, that we're not allowed to leave animals or people with them. The Gemara is going to have a stira whether Ovdei Kochavim are suspect on Revia, and we're going to resolve that stira. I mean, do we suspect them of bestiality? Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that you can buy male animals from female Ovdei Kochavim. Why aren't we worried about meaning to use for a carbon? Why aren't we worried about the history of that animal? The Carfax report on that animal might be pretty ugly. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why you can't even trust female animals with female of the kochavim. That if you want them to watch your animal, you cannot even give a female animal to a female of edus kochavim. What can she do with it already? Why is that a problem? So let's begin again. We are up to Hanu Marikai on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Hani Marikai, there were these gardeners, these people who planted things, and there were Jews and non-Jews that together received the field in order to work in that field as sharecroppers. They work in that field as an aris. An aris is a sharecropper who gets a certain portion of the produce, a third, a quarter, whatever it is, based on the Minhag Medina. So we're talking about where you have two arisim, one Jew, one non-Jew, that together received the field to work as sharecroppers on that field, and each one takes a day, meaning I'll take Sunday, you take Monday, I'll take Tuesday, you take Wednesday, etc. And then they're going to split their share of the payrolls together. So if they're supposed to get, the sharecropper is supposed to get a quarter of the payrolls, each of them is going to get 1/8 of the payrolls. So they have this this arrangement. So Dovid Chavim Nakit B'Shabbata, and the Ovid Chavim takes his chelek to do his to do all of the work on Shabbos, and he gets all of the payrolls that relate to Shabbos. The Yisrael bechad b'Shabbata, and the Jew is going to take all of do all the work and get all the payrolls relating to Sunday, relating to chad b'Shabbata. Also l'kamei de Rava. So they asked Rava whether this is a permissible arrangement, and Sharalu, Rava allowed this. Now Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan raises the question that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel that says that Shmuel's father prohibited a Jew to make any shutfos with an Ovid Kochavim, because maybe he would become chayiv in a shavua, the guy would be chayiv in a shavua to Yisrael, and he's going to be nishba b'shem avodah zarah, and it's going to be a violation of v'shem Elohim achirim, lo saskiru, lo yishama al picha, that the name of an avodah zarah should not be heard because of something that you said, something that you do, some arrangement that you have. So we learn from there that it's an isser for a Jew to even cause a shavua b'shem avodah zarah. Whereas over here in the Braisa, it sounds like it's totally fine for them to have a shutafus over here, that they're partners as arisin, they're partners as sharecroppers over here. So Tos Rabbein Elchanan says, what's going on? This whole thing, this whole arrangement, forget about Shabbos, the whole arrangement is a violation of halacha to have such a partnership. So Tos Rabbein Elchanan suggests, first of all, that the Brice is telling us what the din is with partnerships, even though the partnership itself is asir, meaning Echanami, that's a separate halacha, people are violating that halacha. Okay, but now what's the din? Now that they violated the halacha, what's the din as far as the benefits and the profits from this partnership? Second, he answers that only a real partnership is asur. This isn't a partnership. Neither of them owns this field. They're just both working as sharecroppers in somebody else's field. So in such a case, they weren't choshesh that the guy is going to end up being chayiv a shavua at all. So anyway, back to our Gemara. So the story was that you have this Jew, non-Jew, they were partners. Non-Jew works on Shabbos, the Jew works on Sunday. They each take the profits from the day that they're working, and Rava says no problem with that arrangement. So Esve Ravina L'Rava, Ravina challenges Rava from a Braisa, Yisrael V'Vicham Shekiblu Sada Bishutafus, if you have a Jew and a non-Jew that are Mekabel a field to be Arisim on that field in a partnership, and they're supposed to both work on it together. So Lo Yomar Yisrael Lo V'Vichavim Tol Chel K'chav B'Shabbos V'Ani B'Chol. The Jew may not tell the Ovid Chavim, you do all the Malacha on Shabbos, instead of us both working together, you do all the Malacha on Shabbos, and you take all the payros that are produced on Shabbos, and I'll do all the Malacha Keneged Shabbos on one of the weekdays, and I'll take all the payros for that one weekday that I'm taking on myself. Because each day, both of them are supposed to do all of the, are supposed to split the work, and when the Ovid Chavim works alone on Shabbos, and the Jew takes a different day instead of that, it's as if he's working on Shabbos for the Jewish person. Either half of the day or half of the work is really the Jew's responsibility. So the guy has become the shaliach of the Jew to do this. Beis Yosef explains that that the tenai between them is that the guy is going to work only on Shabbos to plow and to plant, and keneged that day he's going to take at the time of Katsira one full day of Katsira, and the Jew is going to work to plow and to plant only on Sunday, and keneged that day he's going to take b'shas Katsira, when it comes time to harvest, he's going to take corresponding the amount that corresponds to having worked that day. Because when they come to divide the payros, that each one is going to take based on the amount of work that they put into it. So the issue over here is that since the guy is working alone on Shabbos, and corresponding to that, the Jew is working one of the weekdays, even though both of them are really responsible to work every single day, so the guy becomes the shaliach of the Yisrael. That's the way Rashi seems to learn, that's the way most of the Rishonim seem to learn. There are Rishonim, however, that explain a little bit differently, that that they're going to divide when it comes to Shas Ketzira, that the harvest itself, that the guy is going to do all the harvesting on Shabbos, and as the harvest continues, the Jew will do the actual harvesting on Sunday. So it's not about the plowing and the planting and everything else that gets done in advance, and then when they harvest, they're just figuring out the cheshbon. No, the days that they're splitting are the actual harvesting days. But be that as it may, that's what the Braisa says. That the Braisa says that Yisrael v'Chavim that are mekabel sadu b'shutafus lo yomar Yisrael v'Chavim tol chel chav Shabbos ani b'chol. This is not an acceptable arrangement. And then the Braisa just adds, v'imisnu mitchila muter. But if the Yisrael and the Ovid Chavim made a tenai before they ever accepted this arisus, that they're going to divide the work in such a way where you work these days, I work those days, and the Jew does not work on Shabbos, the guy does all the work on Shabbos, that's muter, because then he's not, since that was never the original arrangement for them to split, for them to both work together on all the days, it does not look like the guy is the shaliach of the Yisrael. And then another din, v'im bo'l cheshbon aser. If they do not make the original tonight that the Ovid Chavim is going to work alone on Shabbos, and keneged that day of Shabbos, the Jew is going to work alone on Sunday, and even after they were mekabel the arisos, they still didn't make the tonight. It sort of just fell out that way, that the Ovid Chavim ended up working all the Shabbos days without the Yisrael ever telling him anything, without verbalizing anything. And the Yisrael worked alone on Sunday without the Ovid Chavim ever verbalizing anything. And then at the end, when they came to divide the payros, they made the cheshbon based on how many Shabbosos the Ovid Chavim worked, and for each Shabbos he got, the payros corresponding to that, and how many weekdays the Yisrael worked, and he got the payros corresponding to that. That's aser, because since the Yisrael is taking the payros for the weekday that corresponds to the day the guy worked on Shabbos, it turns out that the avoda that the guy did on Shabbos is done with the shlichus of the Yisrael, and that's problematic. So those are the the three dinim of the brisa. So din number one in the brisa, that they take the field and they're both supposed to work evenly, and then they make a tenai that, okay, you guy work on Shabbos, I Jew work on a weekday. That's usher. Din number two is, before they ever accepted any other terms, the original agreement was that the non-Jew works on Shabbos, Jew works during the week. That's mutter. And din number three is, they never verbalized any agreement, and the assumption was that they're both going to work on all of the days together. And it just happened to be that they without even saying it, the guy knew to work on Shabbos, the Jew knew to work during the week. That is usher. So what is our kasha over here? The first din is the kasha, that if they didn't make it tonight, mitchila, it's usher to have the Ovid Chavim work alone on Shabbos and the Yisrael work on a weekday corresponding to that, because by the guy working on Shabbos, he's doing the job that really is the responsibility of both parties, and therefore it says if he is the shaliach of the Yisrael. So that's a kashan Rava, because Rava says when it came to the arisim in the garden, that the two people are the arisim, Rava said that it's perfectly fine to make such an arrangement. So ichsif, Rava was embarrassed, because there's a beferish abraisa that Ravina pointed out is against him, so it was a little embarrassing. But then it came clear that the shaila that Rava paskened on was a case where they were hisnumei ikara, where that was the original terms of the agreement, so it was really din number two, where it was hisnum mitchila, that it's mutter. So it turned out that Rava was not mistaken, he was not against the braisa, he said exactly what it said in the braisa. The impression you get from the Gemara is that even Rava was unaware that it was hisnumei ikara, that's why he was hichsif, that's why he was embarrassed. But this is a story about the siyata d'shmaya that a genuine posek gets, that when he's passing something halach lemaisa, Chosh Baruch will give him the siyata d'shmaya, that he's not going to be wrong in his psak. There are many poskim that will not answer questions that are not halach lemaisa, because they feel that there's a siyata d'shmaya in their psak. I remember Rav Asher Weiss was once talking about whether you can trust his tshuvos more than his svarim on shas, that where he writes pieces la halacha. Like, what is a more authoritative sefer among the different svarim that he wrote? So on the one hand, the tshuvos is halacha lemaisa, shailas that he was asked. So you would imagine that there's siyata d'shmaya. But he was more nota that his chidushim on shas are more authoritative, because he said that's when I was holding in the sugya the strongest. Meaning you write chidushim on shas as you're going through those sugyas, so that's when you're most holding the sugyas. When you're writing shalas and tshuvas, you're not setting the agenda. The shoel is setting the agenda. So whoever's asking the question is bringing up the topic, and you just have to sort of throw yourself into that that sugya. But anyway, this seems to be a gemara about the siyata d'shmaya that a posek gets. So the gemara says there was another version of this story with these gananim, with these gardeners, these sharecropping gardeners. Rav Gavia mi Beksil Amar Hanu. This Yisrael Novi Chavim that were mekabel the arisus as a partnership, shesili de orlahava. It was not a Shabbos issue. It was about planting trees and using the fruits from the first 3 years after the trees were planted, which is an orla issue. That Ovid Chavim achil shnei orla, that they made a deal that the Ovid Chavim will eat the fruits from the first 3 years corresponding to the years of orla. The Yisrael shnei deteira, and the Yisrael is going to eat from the following 3 years, which correspond to years that are not orla, where it's actually mutabana. So also Kameh Rava, they came to Rava to ask if such an arrangement was motor, or maybe not. Maybe since the peros that the Jew is eating are keneged the peros of Arla that the Ovid Kochavim made, so maybe that's considered like peros that you traded for Arla peros, which would be an Isra'ana of Arla and would therefore be Aser. And since they are sharecroppers, Bishutvas, the Ovid Kochavim works during the Arla years is like the Shaliach of the Israel. So maybe there's an Isser, just like by Shabbos, there's an Isser to make a Shaliach to work for you on Shabbos, and Sharulahu. Rava was matirid for them, and even if they made such a tenai after they were makabalit upon themselves, and to split all of the work. And the reason is, because as far as the Ovid Chavim being a shaliach of Israel, that there's no shaila over here, because it's not Shabbos. Meaning there's no, even the Jew himself has a lot of work the field that has Arla trees. There's no issur of doing the work when it comes to Arla. There's only an issur of eating the peros. And to say that the peros that the Jew is going to get are going to be asur because he got it as chalipe arla, as that which he traded for arla, because the Jew is getting all the peros of years 4, 5, and 6 only because he gave up on the peros of years 1, 2, and 3. Not really true. The way the sharecropping works is you get the peros for the years that you work. So he was never entitled to years 1, 2, and 3 anyway. He didn't work years 1, 2, and 3. He's entitled to years 4, 5, and 6 because those are the years that he worked. So frak the Gemara Osve Ravina LaRava, but didn't Ravina ask on Rava from a Brisa that we said that a Jew is not allowed to make a Tanai with his shoot of the Ovid Chavim on Shabbos, that the guy's going to work on Shabbos, the Jew's going to work on during the week because he becomes the Shliach of Israel. But if this version of the story is right, I don't understand Ravina's challenge to Rava. Meaning, what was Ravina asking on Rava? There's no din of Shlichus, there's no din of an Israel to begin with when it comes to Arla. So if your version of the story that it was about Arla was not about Shabbos, so then the whole Kasha doesn't make sense. So answers the Gemara, L'siyue Siyae. Ravina was not asking on Rava. He was trying to bring a Raya to Rava. That from the Raya, from the Braisa, you see that when there's no Isser Mitam the Shlichus, the Yisrael is allowed from a Shutfus perspective to partake of whatever he's entitled to, even though the Ovid Kochavim is doing that which would be Aser for the Jew to do. So Hu Adin, L'gabe Arla, as long as this was, there's no Shlichus issue, where there is never a Shlichus issue when it comes to Arla, so then it's going to be Mutter. So frankly, Gemara, but how can you say that Ravina was bringing a Raya to Rava, Va'ichsif? Rava was embarrassed. Embarrassed implies that he was wrong, and that the Braisa proved him wrong. Says Gemara, Lo Ha'idvar Me'el, not true, he was never embarrassed, that part of the story was made up, fake news, never happened. Okay, so says Gemara, Ibayilu, Stamamai, if the Ovechavim and the Yisrael were Arisim, and they were partners as Arisim, and they never made any sort of Tanai about how they're going to divide the work between them, not before they did the work, not after they accepted the field to do the work, but it just worked out that the Ovid Chavim ended up working every Shabbos and the Yisrael ended up working every Sunday, and neither helped the other out on those days. And now they're coming to make the Cheshbon that each one worked to know how many peros each one is going to receive. Can the Yisrael take all of the profits of one full weekday keneged the one full Shabbos day that the guy worked, without mentioning that he's taking the payment corresponding to the Shabbos day that the guy worked? Or is that also considered being nene from that which the guy worked on Shabbos, because he is being makabel something since the guy did his job on Shabbos? So Tashema, so says, well, we'll bring a raya to be poshet this safek from the Braisa, because the Braisa said that if the Yisrael and the Yom Chavim are makabel the Sadabar Risos Bishutafus, that the Yisrael is not allowed after they receive the field and the deal is that they're both supposed to work together, he's not allowed to subsequently make a Tanai that you, the non-Jew, will work on Shabbos and I, the Jew, will work on a weekday corresponding to the Shabbos. And in Histu Mitchila Mutter, but if they had made a Tanai initially, then it's going to be Mutter, because that's considered to be that the Shabbos work was never the Jew's responsibility. So the fact that the guy worked on his own on Shabbos was not a Shlichus. So the implication is, says the Gemara, Hastama Aser, that the Braisa only says when they made a Beferush a Tanai prior, then it's Mutter to consider at the Shas Chalukah that the Ovid Chavim will take Keneged Shabbos and Yisrael will take Keneged Chol. But without making a Beferush a Tanai prior to that, then you're not allowed to just divide it that way, because it's considered to be that the guy did the Shlichus of the Yisrael. Ema Seifa, but then the Seifa goes on to say, Imbo L'cheshbon Aser, that when the Yisrael and the Ovid Chavim come to do the Cheshbon of their respective work and to divide the peros accordingly, the Yisrael is not allowed to tell the guy, you take Keneged Shabbos that you worked and I'll take Keneged the Chol that I worked. So that implies Hastama, but if they were not Babi Cheshbon, they just divided it and each one took that amount without saying it, Mutter, that implies that it's Mutter. So apparently there's no Raya whatsoever from the Braisa, because there's conflicting Mashma'uyos in the Braisa. Hadron Alech L'fnei Day, and we now move on to the second parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So says the Mishnah, Ein ma'amid in behema b'pundekar shel ovid chavim. You do not give a behema as a to an ovid chavim to be a shomer on. the Netziv in Rome Sada says, it doesn't say in miyachtin, it says in ma'midin. For to give it to him for 5 minutes to watch, that's okay. You're just not allowed to give it to him in ma'midin, to give it to him with some higher level of permanence, where he's really going to have it for a while. Why? That we assume that it's ultimately going to be boel that behema. The Tosos on Daf Yudalim Beis had pointed out, and that's true even if he has his own behemoths to be boel, because we assume he has a separate taiva for each and every animal. And since it's being boel a behema, bestiality is aser for Bnei Noach as well, because the pasuk says by Adam Rishon v'davak b'yishto v'hayu l'basar echad, and the Gemara Sanhedrin Nunches, when it goes through the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach, says that Ben Noach is only allowed to be boel someone who can become basar echad with him, which is a female human that can become basar echad, meaning they can create a child, but a human being cannot procreate with an animal, and therefore it is an iser for Bnei Noach. So by leaving the behema with an Ovid Chavim, who you know has this kind of taiva, this kind of yetzer hara, it's a violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, that you're enabling him to do the Avera. Even though Lifnei Iver is Nisa Daraisa, Tosfos says that over here it's only Midivrei Sofrim, and that's what the Ritva writes as well, that over here it's not real Lifnei Iver Midaraisa, because you don't know that that's what the guy is going to do, meaning it's not so likely that that's what he's going to do, and therefore this would not qualify as Lifnei Iver Midaraisa. Now this is working with the assumption that we are Choshesh Agoy for Revia. La Halacha, we pass like the Shita, that we're not Choshesh, that the Ovid Kochavim is going to commit such a heinous act, and therefore nowadays we do trust, Tosus points out in Dibra Maskel Ein on the bottom Tosus, we do trust animals with Ovdei Kochavim. The Ritva and the Ran and other Rishonim explain that the issue of the Mishnah is only in places where Ovdei Kochavim actually engage in these kinds of behaviors, or Stam Ovdei Kochavim, where we don't know what their behaviors are like. But nowadays we know that we live among sophisticated Nachrim that are not suspect of such things. And the Mi'iri, who most famously writes about this all the time, the Mi'iri writes very explicitly that Dvarim Halalu Nemru La'osam Hazmanim She'osam Ha'umos Me'ovdei Alilim V'hayu Mezuhamim B'maseyim U'muchvarim B'midoseyim, that this was at a specific time in history where the Ovdei Kochavim were known to be horrible and they did these kinds of things. Aval Shar Umos She'hem Gidurim B'darkei Hadosos V'shem Nikiyim M'chvarim She'b'midos Halalu, but other nations that we know of to have some level of ethics and morality, ain't Suffolk She'em L'dvarim Halalu Makom Lehem Klal, such things we do not assume about, you don't look at the guy you work with in the office and assume that this is what he's involved in. You know that that's not the case. V'lotus yachid isha imayin. That's as far as an animal. Now, a woman should not have yichud with an Ovid Chavim, even in a case where it's not going to be an isser yichud for Yisrael, meaning, let's say, it wouldn't be an isser yichud for the woman herself, m'nesha chashudin al arayos, because they're extra chashud on arayos. V'lotus yachid odom imayin, and even a man should not have yichud meshach chashud on shvichas damim, because these ovdei kochavim are chashud on shvichas damim. The Gemara is going to discuss, wait, if they're chashud on shvichas damim, why do we have to say that the reason a woman shouldn't be alone with them is because of arayos? Women can also get killed. So the Gemara is going to deal with that, not today, but when we get to it. So now the Gemara asks on our Mishnah, we said that you're not allowed to give a behemoth to an ovdei kochavim because they're chashud on revia or a minhi, but I'll ask you from a tosefta, lokhin mehen behema lekarbon, you're allowed to buy an animal from an Ovid Chavim to use for a korban, ve'ein choshishin, and we are not worried that the animal you are purchasing is possible as a korban, lo mishum roveya, not because maybe the guy was roveya the animal, v'lo mishum nirba, nor that that it was nirba, that some other min was roveya that animal, v'lo mishum mukta, and not that it was designated to be used as hakravala vodazara. That's what Rashi writes. Mukta means just designated to be used in the future for Akrava L'Avodah Zarah. Sounds like that alone would make it Asr for a Korban. Tosus in Dibra Maskel Mukta says that alone would not make it Asr for a Korban. A Behemah only becomes Asr when it's Mukta L'Avodah Zarah if you did a Maisa to be Mafreshit Bepoel, that you gave it over to the priests or you did something, but if you just in your mind designated this to use for Avodah Zarah, that would not make it a Mukta. So that's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosus over here, but whatever would make it a Mukta, so we're not choshish that the Bachri had done that already. V'lo mishum nevad, and you don't have to worry that maybe he worshipped it as an avodah zarah. All those things would passel a karban. So you're allowed to buy an animal as a karban from the Ovid Chabon without worrying about any of those things. Well, bishlam muktzav nevad, I understand that you don't have to worry about it being designated for avodah zarah, actually used for avodah zarah, even though ovdei kochavim do violate avodah zarah all the time. That's why how they became ovdei kochavim im isa da'aktiv im isa da'balchil of mazmanai, because you could assume that the ones that he deified, the animals that he deified, he's not going to sell to you. El ve'ev near balechush. But if you are choshe them on committing bestiality, so then why aren't we concerned that he's going to sell you that animal and that therefore, it's a problem. So Amrav Tachlifa, Amrav Shila Baravina, Mishmei Drav, Ovilcham Chasal Behemto Shlo Te'aker. No, he would never do it with his own animal because it would make his own animal unable to have offspring, and that's going to impact his wealth significantly because you want your animals to be able to reproduce. So says Mar, okay, Hatenach Nekevos. That's a good answer for Nekevos. So he's not going to be Roveya, his Nekeva animal, but Zachar Maik Lameimar. How can you buy a Zachar animal from him? He might be Roveya, the Zachar animal. It's not going to produce offspring anyway. Some Ravkana, whole machishon babasar. No, it makes the animal weaker when it engages in such activities, and therefore he would not do that with his own animal. So now the Gemara asks on Rav, Ella haditanya, how is Rav going to explain that which the Brisa says, lokhan behema meiro shalahen, you're allowed to buy a behema of an Ovid Chavim for a carbon from the shepherd of the Ovid Chavim, and we're not from the shepherd who is an Ovid Chavim, who works for the Ovid Chavim, and we're not choshesh that the behema is possible as a carbon, but according to Rav, that the Ovid Chavim is not Roveya his Behema only because he has Rachmanis, he's nervous about it becoming an Akara and not being able to have children or becoming too weak to do work. Shouldn't we be choshish that maybe the shepherd was Roveya the animal? Because it's not his, so what does he care? So why is that animal kosher for a carbon if you buy it from the Ovid Chavim shepherd? So Roash Alen Misyari Mishum Hefset Sachar. Now even the shepherd wants to make sure that the animals are strong and robust and able to have children because able to have offspring because he's judged based on how strong the animals are. That's how successful he is at his job. So they're not going to want, he's going to be very careful to take good care of those animals. So ask the Gemara, if that's true, that an Ovid Chavim shepherd is not Roveya the behemoths that are taken, that are put under his care, Elohad Detanya, that which the Brisa says, that Ein Mosrin Behema L'Roa Shalad, that you're, a Jew should not give his animal to an Ovid Chavim shepherd because the Ovid Chavim shepherd might misbehave with this animal and you will have violated Lifnei Ivra L'Sitein Mechshol. Well, why don't we say the same svara? Le'mer Roa Shalad Misyari Mishum Hefset Scharo. Then maybe we should say that the Roa is going to be nervous to do such things with the animals because you're going to be Toveya him that he's ruining your animals. So says Mara, no. When a Roa Ovid Chavim is taking care of animals that belong to an Ovid Chavim, he's very frightened to do these things. Inu Diyadi Bahadadi Mirtasi. Because he knows that they know that these are the kinds of behaviors that he might do, and therefore he's going to be nervous about being caught with it. But when he takes care of a Jew's animal, he's not nervous about doing these things, because when the owner of the animal is a Jew who doesn't know the behaviors of the Ovdei Kochavim, lomirtasi, so the Ovdei Kochavim shepherd is not going to be afraid to be Roveya the Behema, because he's going to think, the Jew is such an innocent person, he probably doesn't even think for a moment that I would do such things, and therefore he's not going to be afraid to get caught having done such things to other people's animals. And that's why we have to be choshesh. If a Jew is giving the Ovid Chavim Roa his animal, he has to be concerned about it. But when you're buying an animal from an Ovid Chavim Roa who shepherds Ovid Chavim's animals, then you don't have to worry about it. And you can use it as a carbon. Amar Rabba, and Rabba says that the idea that an Ovid Chavim is more worried about his fellow Ovid Chavim because they know all of his tricks and all of his ways and all of his averos, that's what people say, that since you could have a certain type of iron knife that cuts through marble, so the marble is afraid of that the marble cutter because it knows what's even stronger than it. But a ragla b'chavre yada, and a person who goes around selling things, and he knows about the other salesmen and sweet talkers and people who are in the same business as him. They each know what the other one everyone is up to. They all know each other's tricks. Okay, so now the Gemara goes to challenge Rav and Rav Kahana. Ihachi, if Rav and Rav Kahana are right, that a goy is not roveya his own behema because he doesn't want to ruin the behema, and that's why we're not choshesh. That's why you're allowed to buy an animal and use that as a korban from an oved kochavim. Zecharim in the kevos, to buy a male animal from an ovedes kochavim who's in the keva, lo nizbin, we should not be allowed to do it. D'cheshinan dilma merabba la ilava, shouldn't it be choshesh that maybe she will have had tashmish with that animal, she will have been marvia the animal on her, because that is something that they're technically chashed on, and that's not going to weaken the animal in any way. Meaning, it only weakens the animal when the animal is on the receiving end of the maisa tashmish. But if the woman is on the receiving end of the maisa tashmish from the male animal, then it wouldn't weaken the animal. So it says Gemara, no, we're not suspect that she's going to do that either, because keep it the megari b'mirtza, because she's going to be afraid that this animal is going to show an extra liking to her and is going to follow her around wherever she goes, and she's going to everyone's going to realize that she has an inappropriate relationship with this animal, so she's not going to want to risk that kind of thing. So ask the Gemara, if that's true, that a Baal Chai, who is a male Baal Chai, will always follow the woman that this animal was Roveya, Elohad Tanya Rav Yosef, that which Rav Yosef taught, Armarta Lotar Bikalba, that an Almana should not raise a dog because of such concerns that she might be Marbia the dog on her, Levelotishri Barbe Rav Bushbiza, nor should she host a Talmud Chacham in her house, even when there's no Chashash, because they might sin together. Bishlama Barbe Rav, I understand to have a human Talmud Chacham, Tzniela, he's very Tzniwa, and if they sleep together, he'll never reveal the secret, he's never going to tell anybody anything, so she might come to violate that Avera, Ela Kalba, but when it comes to that which the Brisa says, not to be Megadela Kelev, Kivin Demigraba Mirtisa, since it's going to follow her, meaning if she were to take that dog and act inappropriately with that dog, if you're going to tell me that any animal that she acts inappropriately with is going to just follow her around and is going to reveal by its behavior toward her that they had acted inappropriately, so she's going to be afraid to do it, well then why can't the almana have the dog with her? So says Gemara, kiven dechishad yilei umtzo misrich habasra, meim ramirin shehaid de misrich habasra, mishum umtzo de kamasrich. No, but a dog is different, because a dog will follow you around no matter what you do, meaning a dog will follow you around if you gave it some raw meat one day, even to eat, even if you don't act with these heinous sexual crimes with the dog. So that's a different story. But when it comes to farm animals, then it's only going to follow you around if there was some act of revia, and that's why she's not suspect, and the Ovedas Kochavim is not suspect of having such things with farm animals. Now there is a machlokas rishonim about the nature of this isra of lo tishri barbe rav bu'ushbiza, the isra of having a young Tamil Chacham stay at her house. The Rambam in the 22nd paragraph of Isurabiyah writes that they're not allowed to live even in the same chotzer. The Raiva disagrees. He says, no, it's in the same house. But either way, it's only in Isur Bikvius. But by Akrai, it's going to be Mutter. If they're only there for a short time, that's not going to be considered part of the Isur. Now, it is a little bit strange that this, you know, it's one thing to say, like the Miri said before, the Ovdik Chavim that they lived amongst were so depraved and so immoral that they were chashed on doing such things. But over here, we're talking about a Jewish woman, right? It says in Armalta. Armalta means a Jewish almana. So is that really what's going on over here? We're choshed that an almana is not allowed to have a dog because she's going to do these unspeakable things with a dog? A little bit difficult to understand. Tosos in Bat Metzio, Daf Ayin Aleph, says that we are not really choshed that would actually happen. Jewish people are not nechshad on bia with a behema. It's Chazal asked this because what we are chashed on is spreading wild and crazy rumors about other people. That's the concern. Not that she's actually going to do this, but that it will give people fodder for the rumor mill to say horrible things about her. So that's the concern. That's why she should not be Megadel the Kelev. Okay, so now this din that we said in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to leave your animal with the Ovid Chavim, is, we had mentioned earlier, in a brisa as well. And the brisa said, when we mentioned earlier, back on Daf Tezvav, that even a female animal by a female Ovedes Kochavim, you should not trust the female animal even with a female Ovedes Kochavim. So says Gemara, why? What could happen? There is no maisa bia that is possible between a female animal and a female ovedes kochavim. So what kind of revia is there? So Amar Marukva Barchama, Marukva Barchama said, the reason is, there may not be a maisa bia between the female human and the female animal, but that female human likely has a lot of male humans that hang around at her house. That was the love of the morality among these Ovdei Kochavim, and we have to be worried that one day he's going to show up for Znus to this woman's house, and she's not going to be around, but he's going to have this lust that he wants to take care of, and he's going to find the behema, and he's going to be bubble the female behema. And that's why you cannot trust your female animal by a female of a Kochavim, not because we're afraid of her, but because we're afraid of the men that she hangs around with. Or another possibility is, Afilu Motza, Namirova, even if he does find the woman to be there, he may still have more of a taiva for an animal that day. Because it was taught that they have a greater taiva for a Jew's behema than they do for their own wives. That when the nachash was boel chava, hitel bazuama, the nachash put zuama, some impurity in humanity, that humanity has this very, very unhealthy and horrible taiva for animals. So, Frank the Gemara, really? Humanity? Guess who's also part of humanity? The Jewish people are also part of humanity. Iach Yisrael Nami. So then we should be choshed a Jew also. So says Gemara, no. Yisrael Shamdu al Har Sinai Paska Zuamasam. When we stood at Har Sinai, that Zuamas stopped. Of the Chavim Shalom Dal Har Sinai Lo Paska Zuamasam. The Chavim stood at Har Sinai, that Zuama did not stop. It's interesting. Shlomo Kluger points out that Tosa said back on Daf Hey that our Mumin were Nisrape at Har Sinai, right? That the Gemara tells us that at Har Sinai, whatever mum we had was Nisrape, and then came the Chada Egel, and all of our blemishes came back. So Shlomo Kluger says, why don't we assume the Zuama also came back? Meaning, whatever Zuama stopped at Har Sinai, at the Chada Egel, it should have come back. Okay, Akasha. Ibailu, Ofos Mai. Is it also to be mamed Ofos with the Ovdik Chavim, the same way that it's also to be mamed Behemos, so that they not be Marbia them? So, sometimes, like, you read a Gemara like this, all these Cheshashos, and it's like, what are we even talking about? Like, were there really ever human beings that behave this way? And then you see what Hamas did on October 7th with dead bodies and with, you see that the level of depravity for a genuine enemy of the Jewish people knows no limits. So they were dealing with these kinds of people, apparently. So Yibailu Ofos Mai, do we have such a chashash for Ofos? Atashima. So says Gemara, we'll bring a raya. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chanina Ani Reisi. I saw a guy buy a goose from the market. Riva, he was boil it, chanaka, he choked it, slaa, and he roasted it, vachala, and he ate it. So yeah, it's aser, meaning they are choshen, chashud on ofos as well. I saw a certain Arab shalokach yarech minashuk v'chakach ba kedei revia riva tzala vachala. He cut open its orifices to allow himself to penetrate, to be rovea this tiny animal, and he was rovea it, and again then he cooked it and ate it for dinner. So we are indeed choshesh them for such things. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph at the top of the page. Everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining.